Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, yeah. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show and welcome to the show. You're listening to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via my show page online, and those that are listening via cell phone. Again, thank you guys for listening in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Our show today is being... I can't talk. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. The office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. All right. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. On Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. On Facebook, search for The Frank Williams Show, and the show page should come up there. Go ahead and you can like the page and all that kind of jazz. And that way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, I promoted this show on Facebook and Twitter early this morning, probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock this morning. I sent out a tweet and I sent out a message on Facebook about the show. I didn't send one out this morning because I literally just got out of bed about 20 minutes ago, okay? So, and I'm going back to bed as soon as I finish the show. But that's not here or there. Like I said, I have a great show set up for you today, and I'm sure you guys are going to call into the show, weigh in on the topic, please, and we'll go from there. Our show today is titled, What Would Women Say to This Man? What would women say to this man? Now, I'm asking this question because the question was actually posed to me. From a guy that was talking to a couple of ladies about this situation. Here's the deal. He asked the question of the ladies is that he would ask her, say you guys are dating and living together. Now, say you guys are married, been married a year or so, maybe 2 years, and things are going okay. And you, the young lady, you're making enough money to take care of the household. Say all the bills or everything. If he were to be gone, you'd be able to still maintain your lifestyle. Now, as you know, as far as your income is concerned. So here's his question. his question is, he'd come in one day and say, babe, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to go back to school, learn this trade. And then I'm going to come out of school and start a business. In the meantime, I'd like for you to take care of the household and, have my back until I get out of school and get everything going with my business. He says that's not unreasonable to ask a woman, and she said gladly say yes. What do you think? 818-301-5834. The calling number again is 818-301-5834. Now, my opinion about this is pretty straightforward. I personally knew a couple that had this happen to them, and they ended up separating or divorcing or whatever over this situation. But it was just a little bit quirky, a little bit different. I see you guys are calling into the show, but you haven't indicated that you want to be on the show or on the air, so I'm not going to put you on the show, okay? If you want to comment on the title of the show, when you call into the show, my phone screener will ask you to press 1 if you want to talk to the host or just hang on the line and listen to the show. So unless you press 1 to talk to the host, I'm not going to put you on the show. So think about that. Do that if you want to talk or if you want to be on the show. Press 1. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah. So the situation that I know of was the woman offered her husband this situation. She said, I make enough money where you can go to school every day, not work, and I'll take care of home until you finish school, get out, and get up and rolling. Now, I don't think he was looking to open a business, but just wanted to go to school, get out of school, master his trade, and go to work, find a job. They weren't able to maintain their relationship. And the reason I say that is because I just don't believe that it's tough for a woman. Put it like this. It's tough for a woman to get up every morning, get dressed, and go off to work while a man is still laid in bed, sleeping, and then have to get up. Then they get up and go off to school, come home, and they're home before they are. She get home from work. The dishes hadn't been done. The clothes hadn't been washed. The floors hadn't been vacuumed. And then she goes to the bedroom to change into something a little more comfortable. And the bed isn't made. So that was a problem. That was a problem. And, it turned out, or it ended up into something that really separated them and caused a rift in the relationship. Now, this man wants to propose a question. He's proposing a question to his better half, saying that she should be willing. She shouldn't have a problem with him quitting his job and going back to school, and she taking care of him. Literally, that's what's happening. She has to take care of him while he's in school. She has to take care of him, the household, everything while he's in school. And he said that she should be willing to do that with no problem. Now, I tell you, I'll just tell you what happened with me. My situation was that I wanted to go back to school. I was working for FedEx as a driver during the day, and I wanted to go back to school. I decided to go back to school. But what I did, instead of shutting down my income, quitting my job, I went to school at night. I went to school when I could, period, which literally was at night. And because of that, I didn't quit my job to go back to school. I just went to school at night. And I didn't cut off that income. So we were able to continue to take care of things. I was able to continue to take care of things at home and go to school at the same time, trying to better myself. I understand that. But I don't think that you can reasonably ask a woman to take care of you while you go to school and then come out of school and get your business going. There are two big variables there. One variable is that you don't have the money. If you don't have the money, and that's what I ask, do you have the money to start a business? That's, you know, that's the first thing that you have to have in order to get a business up and running, is money. He said, nah, he doesn't have money. She's got money. She's making enough money. Well, that's not going to fly. You have to have the money. You have to have the finances for the business. And then what business do you have in mind that you can come out of school, set up, start running, and be profitable from the start? One out of five businesses that are started every day, one out of five businesses that start every day make it. The ratio may be higher than that. I think I'm being conservative. But one out of five businesses that are started every day make it. And that doesn't mean that make it with high profits. I'm talking about that's just able to survive, especially in this economy. A lot of people don't know what it takes to start and run a business. But the first thing it takes is cash. That he didn't have. So immediately he was talking about coming out, getting loans to start this business. That's another red flag. The second variable is, what business are you going to start? Like I said, one out of five businesses don't make it. They fail. One out of five make it. So 4 out of 5 businesses do not make it. They fail. So what idea you have in mind? You say, all right, it doesn't matter what idea. It's just going to, you know, she should be willing to do this. Well, even if she's willing, it's not going to work. You know, and she may say she's willing in the beginning. Yeah, honey, I can handle this. You go ahead and you do your thing. You go back to school. You quit your job. Okay. She say that at the beginning. But I guarantee you, I'm almost 99.999% sure that your marriage won't last the next year and a half, the next 18 months, and you'll lose your wife or your significant other. You'll lose her. Because she's not going to sit around and let you go back to school. She's taking care of you, you know, and you trying to go back to school and come out and start a business on her dime. It's not going to happen with women, guys. And ladies out there, if you have a comment about this, like I said, I see a couple of you guys that are up on the studio board, but I guess you don't want to comment on the topic, but no big deal. I think I'm right on the money with this. What would women say to this man? If you're just now joining the show, guys, the call number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. We're talking about what would women say to this man that's asking the question. He says, if you guys are married for a couple of years, he comes to you and say, honey, I'm going to quit my job. You're going to take care of things, the house, the bills, the food, everything, car notes, everything, while I go to school, and then I'm going to come out of school and start a business with no money. That is truly relationship, marriage, going downhill, it's gonna crash and burn your marriages. Because the woman, she's not gonna sit around and let you do this. Especially if you're not doing things to make it right. If you don't have the money to do this, it's not going to happen. You're going to be spinning your wheels the whole time. Like I said, 1 out of 5 businesses that get up and running every day make it. 1 out of 5 make it. So that gives you very, very low probability of your business making it with no capital. So 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, one other thing before I get off the show, we have about 4.5 minutes left. I'd like for you guys to go to my blog and take a look, read my blog, comment on my blog, and I think you can even post the blog there on my blog. That's a lot of blogging, isn't it? I have a blog. You should go there and write on my, comment on my blog, and you can also write on my blog, a blog on my blog. That's a lot. The address That's a good question right there. That's a very good question right there. I'm sorry, I don't have the URL. Let's see, I can grab the URL real quick. Okay, the URL is funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. Now, I know you guys are wondering what's the funny head come in at, but that's a nickname that I got in high school, okay? So, you know, do funny head with an S, funny heads blog, B-L-O-G, funny heads, B-L-O-G, blog.blogspot.com. funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to pull up my blog page, and like I said, you can read my comments, my article from yesterday. It was part two, in the final part of my article that was titled That Step Between Dating and Marriage. Talked about this a lot. I did a show about it, which I was saying that this, you know, people miss that step between dating and marriage. Go to my blog. You can read about that. I summed it up on yesterday. So you guys can read it, comment on it. You can go back and read part one of the blog, of the article, and then read part two that I finished up on yesterday, and then you can comment on both parts, all right? That step between dating and marriage, what is that? That's the fiancé step. A lot of people miss that, and I think that's the reason that a lot of marriages fail. Okay, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? You know, I say to you guys, thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. We have a great show set up for you tomorrow as well. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I hope if you're driving on the way to work this morning that you're careful and you take your time, because we want you to go there in one piece and come back in one piece. Take your time and be good, guys. It's Frank, I'm over and I'm out.
Sorry for the time that I left you home. I was on the road.